je me promène sur ses cotrines. Je profite de la chaleur du micro. Je me regarde pas dans les vitrines. Quand il fait 30 ans, tu diras. Il y a longtemps qu'on fait de la politique. 20 ans de guerre contre les moustiques. Je ne me sens pas intrépide. Quand il fait frais, je fais pas du ski. J'ai pas de motel à la rentide. Le samedi, c'est le soir du hockey.
Y'a longtemps qu'on fait de la politique. 20 ans de guerre contre les moustiques.
Thank you. this next song. We have a new record out here in Europe, and it's called La Vache qui Pleure. And it's about, this song's about, it's the title song. It's about why a cow would cry. And our friend Philippe Tatarchev writes our lyrics for us. He's a Swiss Bulgarian brought up in Canada. He writes in French. And the reason the cow would cry is that every year her calf is taken away from her. And they make veal schnitzel with it.
Wiener Schnitzel. The other day I was late for a concert in Utrecht because my train hit a cow. And we were late, and I think the cow was getting its revenge on me.
Dans un pré au fond de Vallon, il y a pauvre et seule une vache qui pleure.
Je pleure mon veau que je ne peux pas élever. Je pleure mon veau qui m'ont enlevé. C'est comme ça à chaque année.
Ramalan,
blues song from that I learned off a record in 1929. On Your Bond by Blind Willie Johnson.
Thank you. She was bending down, picking something from off of the ground. She was 17. He said, "Oh my God, it's Kate." She said, "No, it's the daughter of Kate.
My name is Martha. Who are you?"
stroke and the butterfly, the old Australian crawl, the old Australian crawl. The
summer I sweat at a public place in a reservoir to boot.
At the latter I was informal,
at the former I wore my suit.
About a woman who's looking for a man. She puts an ad in the personals column, and she would like her man to be 5'3", and we don't know how big that is in centimeters. It's pretty short.
It's millimeters.
It's about as big as me. And she gets an answer from a guy who's 5'2". It's called Petite Annonce Amoureuse.
Thank you.
This is one of our older songs, but not the oldest song. It's something called Going Back to Harlan that was written sometime in the 90s. And it talks about folk music and about wanting to go back to this county in the United States called Harlan County in Kentucky, where I've never been. But it seems that a lot of beautiful folk songs came from there. Okay, yeah. Anyway, yes. And Kate and I discovered folk music when we were teenagers living in the Laurentians outside of Montreal. And a lot of the songs we learned were actually British or American, and they talked about trees that we didn't have because we lived much further north, and the birds were different too.
Okay, I'm ready. I was tuning, that's why I had to talk a lot. Thank you.
I'm
This is a song probably from somewhere near Harlan, but this is the real thing. It's called Red Rockin' Chair or Sugar Baby. Showed up on a Harry Smith collection sometime in the 1950s. And it's a truly favorite style of ours, the Appalachian style. This is real Appalachian.
We wrote a little chorus to it that sounds like the Everly Brothers,
who are truly Appalachian.
Yeah. To make it more poppy.
Anna will never be the Everly Brothers.
Thank you. Thank you. This is
another song in French from our new record, which I mentioned. It's called La Vache qui pleure. This one is called Tant le monde. And the lyrics are written by our friend Philippe Tatarchev, who writes rather dark lyrics. And it's about overpopulation. He only had one son, so he's living by the rules. And this book is about how he feels like a solitary ant in a huge anthill, which is the world.
That's because he only had one son. That's why he feels solitary. I mean, if he were in a big, the anthill.
He prefers to live in the greenery rather than in the congested city.
But he loves his dog. And we love him. So therefore we love his dog too. Even though the dog is a pain in the butt.
Thousand
next song is also by Philippe, but it's in English. Philippe is actually from Geneva. I don't think he speaks German. But he moved to Montreal. Well, he moved to Canada when he was 2. He was a farmer, and now he sold the farm and he lives in the woods by himself with his dog, like we said. And he wrote this when he was a farmer. Hello, Anna, is it you or me who starts? What key is it?
It's in B. It's actually...
That's the first chord there.
And it's a song called DJ Serenade.
Oh, yes.
And it's, you know, you always leave the radio on in the barn for the cows when you're milking them, because they get lonely. Same thing with horses. They like to listen to country radio.
Do cows listen to country radio?
Sure they do.
Jesus said, bring me the destitute, the hungry and the sick. It don't matter what you brought me, why don't you take your pick? It ain't the lack of money that makes a fella poor. It's the footsteps of the one you love walking out the door. Walking out the door. Countless smoky greyhounds can't seem to stop my rest. Cross-country railway cars, they only serve the best. She stretched me across the rail. Smiling ghost of Jesus, she drove me off the track. Drove me off the track. The smiling ghost of decency drove me off the track.
Kate und Anna McGarrigle, die Songschwestern aus Kanada in Bremen im Sendesaal. Ein Mitschnitt vom 25. April 2005. Das war Nordwestradio in Konzert für heute. Eine angenehme Nacht wünscht Arne Schumacher.
Words I float and say.